It's time for Making Democracy Work, a weekly program produced in cooperation with the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Your host today is Wei-Ping Chin.
The year 2020 was a challenging one for all of us. How did the public library, which serves a quarter of a million people in our district, cope with the pandemic? Today, we welcome Kathleen Odell, Community Relations Director of Springfield Greene County Library District, to talk about how the public library tackled these challenges and how to continue effective services in 2021. What were some of the major obstacles and adjustments the public library faced when the pandemic hit last year?
You know, we closed on March 17th and reopened most branches on May 26th. And in that time, our overall concern was to follow the health and CDC guidelines and to be prepared to build in those safety measures so that we could reassure staff and visitors when we did reopen, it would be a safe place to be. Of course, the challenge was to purchase and put in place and train people on how to use the plexiglass barriers that we see at a lot of stores, using gloves and hand sanitizer, enforcing the masking ordinances that came later. And then when we reopened just the drive-thrus on May 7th, we had to install all kinds of safety measures so that the staff and the public felt safe trading books back and forth. So we also had to quarantine materials that were returned. We created touchless interaction with the patrons. We inserted square terminals and attached them to a PVC pipe so that staff could have a touchless interaction trading their library cards back and forth. So there were all kinds of just physical barriers. And then on top of it, it was communicating with the public. We had no one coming into branches because they were all closed. And so we wanted to make sure we reassured people that we were still there and that we were working to reopen when it was safe and to answer their questions. We set up a telephone info line, and one of the most common questions that people called with was a concern. What do I do with my library books? You're closed and my books are due tomorrow. And so we frequently reassured people that, you know, it's okay. Keep your books and your items. You won't be fined for overdues. We'll work it out, you know, whenever we can reopen. And also communicating with people that we have wonderful online resources through thelibrary.org. We have research and movies and music that people can check out. So it was kind of alerting them what you could not do because the libraries were closed, but all the things you could do.
I know that library has a lot of innovative ways to engage with people. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
You know, we had lots of in-person programs already planned for the spring and summer, and we had to cancel all those. Librarians converted all as many as they could to virtual programs where possible. We had to recontact all the presenters, the authors, and the community forums that we had planned, and found a way to put those online. So we have a lot of virtual programs on Facebook and on Zoom, and we have done lots of recordings and put them up on our YouTube channel. We have virtual story times now for children so that every Tuesday at 10, they can go on Facebook and watch their favorite librarian read a story and talk about a game or an activity that they can do. We have lots of book discussions online, and we also recently had Matt Ruff, who is the author of Lovecraft Country, which was the big HBO series, and he was on. We did a live interview with him, but on Facebook.
So as we move forward, even though, you know, we are in a new year, but we are still not quite out of the woods yet. So what are the plans for the new year?
Our approach is to continue doing things as safely as we can. Our library branches continue to be open and drive-thrus are open. We found fun ways going forward to keep people engaged in the library, but give them safe things to do. So people can come in and pick up a library takeout kit, and they're little sacks that have some kind of a craft activity in them for adults. And we also have similar kits for children. So we say, come in and get library takeout. And of course, they can also get one passed through the drive-through window to them too, and they can do that. We've recorded 3 visits with 3 different cooks or chefs, and we're going to have a cooking series with 3 different people in January. We're also doing library bingo for families and kids to kind of stay engaged. And you know, one of the most popular programs that we had in the fall that will continue in the winter. We put out a pass to encourage people to explore 12 different sites, kind of hidden sites in Springfield. And the challenge was to visit at least 6 of those, take a selfie, and send it to us, and we would give them a free library bag. So we're going to continue kind of a version of that in the spring.
Thank you so much, Kathleen, for joining us today. And many thanks to all the library staff for your tireless, innovative services. You have been listening to Making Democracy Work, a weekly program sponsored by the League of Women Voters of Southwest Missouri. Our guest today has been Kathleen Odell, Director of Community Relations of the Springfield Greene County Library District. For more information about this program, please visit the website at ksmu.org. Wishing you a happy, safe, and healthy new year.